Britain says it's worried about terrorist groups gaining a foothold in Syria. London condemns the terrorist attacks on Syrian civilians and says it wants a diplomatic solution to the crisis in the country. This comes as the West continues its support of insurgents in Syria. A former Turkish minister says there are some 10,000 Taliban militants based in Turkey. Namik Kemal Zeybek says the militants are stationed in a refugee camp in Hatay province. He says they use the base to infiltrate into Syria and carry out deadly attacks on Syrian government targets. In Canada, some 35,000 teachers have gone on strike to protest a controversial bill that strips them of their bargaining rights. Unions say the bill also cuts teachers' benefits and freezes their wages. Tuesday's walkout took place in Canada's largest province, Ontario, and left some 400,000 students out of school. The UN slashes its global growth forecasts and warns of a lasting unemployment in the US and the EU. The world body has also predicted a new global recession in the wake of the Eurozone debt crisis, the U.S. fiscal fear, and an economic slowdown in China. U.S. Republicans and Democrats remain divided over the so-called fiscal cliff. Top Republican lawmaker, John Boehner, has warned that time is running out. Boehner wanted to introduce a bill to protect American taxpayers making less than $1 million, but the White House has rejected it. Japan's November trade deficit has widened for the fifth straight month. According to Finance Ministry figures, the trade shortfall went up nearly 38% last month. Compared to the previous year, Japan's trade deficit now stands at over $11 billion. Voting is underway in South Korea's presidential election. More than 40 million people are eligible to take part in Wednesday's polls. Park Geun-hye from the ruling Conservative Party and Moon Jae-in from the main opposition are competing for the top government job. And a rape incident in the Indian capital New Delhi sparks protests by activists, politicians, and students. A medical student was allegedly gang-raped and was thrown out of a moving vehicle on Sunday night. The victim is now battling for her life. Rape figures in Delhi are the highest among Indian cities.